There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back here on the Adam Carriker Show as we are powering through here. Hour number two, we are talking and discussing about the Huskers with the most likely chance to break out this season. And, of course, comparing that to Dylan Raiola, because all conversations revolve around Dylan Raiola. No, I did that because... I think nationally, that's the expectation for Dylan Raiola to break out, and that's how Nebraska will have a successful season. But I just think there's a lot of other opportunities here for a breakout season. So, Nick, so far through our list, you said perhaps Riley Van Poppel and Emmett Johnson might have more of a chance to break out than Dylan Raiola. Let's see if we can add some other names to this. How about Heinrich Harburg or Dylan Raiola? More of a chance to break out.
Dylan.
Not much of a conversation there?
No.
Yeah.
I don't... We love Heinrich Harburg for his persistence. We love Heinrich Harburg for his willingness to do whatever he's asked, for his gutsiness, for his work ethic. Like, there's a lot of positive things for Heinrich Harburg. I still wonder how much he's going to be involved. Mm. Like, I know the staff loves him. I think it's tough. Prove to me, Nebraska, you're going to utilize tight ends.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
There you go. That's where I'm at. Like, prove to me you're going to utilize them enough to where they put on a big factor in the game consistently. And so that's where I think Dylan.
Well, and I just think going back to Heinrich too, I do think it's incredible, because I think he has to have some major level of belief that this tight end situation is going to work, because we see the numbers that quarterbacks are making out there in the transfer portal. And I think he would have been as somewhat interesting, Eddie, at the portal as a quarterback.
If you want a running threat, I think there's that piece of it too.
Yeah, you got to run a certain offense. Sure.
Yeah. So I just
more talking about the MAC level than maybe big time college football, but there's still money to be made there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Money G in Kansas asked, who is the LSU tight end that came last year? Mac Markway.
Yeah.
Who was injured last year? Got banged up in practice with a little bit of a knee injury. Should be available. Like, that's another piece that we have not talked about. We talked a lot about the wide receivers and running backs. How about the tight ends? Mm. Nebraska, that's another area. I would equate it to running backs, to where that's another area and position group that's they've had plenty of potential for guys. And whether that's because guys haven't been able to step up, stay healthy, or because of coaching reasons, haven't utilized tight ends or running backs enough, like, that's just been a spot that Nebraska's it's been underutilized and it's underperformed.
Finally got a draft pick last year.
Yeah.
Had been since Tracy Wisdom in like the year 2001, maybe, since they had a draft pick. So
really?
It was a long
Austin
time.
Allen was an undrafted?
Undrafted, yeah.
Jeez.
A lot of good guys. Seathan Carter, Mike.
Oh, Seathan Carter.
Yeah, Kyler Reed.
Kyler Reed was great.
Absolutely. Yeah. We can go through all the
That's
names.
My
Matt
heyday.
Arian even back then.
That's my heyday. How about like Ben Cotton?
Oh, yeah, Ben Cotton.
Mike McNeil.
They had some good
Mike
groups.
McNeil was good.
He was good.
Mike McNeil was very good.
They've had some really good tight ends. Just didn't get him drafted. We'll see if Harburg can change that as well.
Was Mike McNeil the tight end when Zach Lee was the quarterback?
I believe so.
Because that's a big reason why. That's the pass that Zach Lee was able to complete. So,
well, it's interesting, too, because that defense, we all know that was a defensive-led team.
Oh, that offense was bad.
But there were pieces there, to your point, like Mike McNeil, Niles Paul. I think
that was 2009?
Yeah, I think Rex Burkhead was there. I mean, they had some pieces. It just it was missing a quarterback a little bit to help out there.
Yeah, you're right. Zach Lee, he only attempted 300 passes that year. Okay, so like this is a good example. Last year, Dylan Raiola had, what was it, 2,800 yards, 13 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
Yeah.
In 2009, Zach Lee had 14 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
Yeah.
So now, granted, the game has changed. Dylan had about 700 more passing yards than Zach Lee did in 2010. And in no way am I saying that Dylan's career is going to be viewed the same as Zach Lee's, because I hope it doesn't. But that kind of gives you an idea of
what that freshman season was, what that offense
looked like for Nebraska last year.
Yeah.
And Nebraska certainly had a good defense last year. It wasn't an 09 defense.
No,
not anywhere close.
Let's move on. Speaking of that defense, getting into our comparisons here, more chance of a breakout season, Marquise Watson, Trent, or Dylan Raiola?
Man, that's a tough one. I might be higher on Marquise Watson, Trent though, too, than a lot of people. I'm still going to lean Dylan.
Okay.
I'm still going to lean Dylan for a lot of the reasons that we said.
Yeah. And we've talked about Marquise Watson, Trent throughout the show.
If Marquise can come in and 90 tackles,
yeah,
like that's productivity out of the portal.
Absolutely. And that's part of
and
it.
It's notable and much needed for a defense.
And again, for some of these guys to break out now, from a guy that's had three state 100 tackle seasons, a breakout's just kind of comparing to what he's going to do. If he keeps doing what he's been doing, that's kind of a breakout season, because it'll be at this level. All right. More chance of a breakout season, Dylan Raiola or Deshaun McCullough?
Oh, Deshaun. I forgot about Deshaun. I'm still going to go Dylan. Similar to Emmett Johnson, the reason I chose Emmett Johnson was because I felt like the floor, what we would classify it as a breakout year was less. I think for Dylan, it's what we classify as a breakout year is 15 plus touchdown passes and fewer than 10 interceptions. Like, get that touchdown interception ratio better than 13 to 11.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to go Dylan there, because I think like Deshaun is going to need 100 tackles. Like, that's what you're going to probably need out of those guys.
Yeah, it's interesting with him too. I mean, he's just, they talk about his potential for years, and that's why he's kind of in this breakout list. But now kind of settling in on a position at that Jack linebacker spot. We'll see if he can create some havoc there. All right, how about Dylan Raiola? More potential for a breakout, Dylan Raiola or Nisaiah Hunter? Now they're working kind of tandemly.
If one does well, it's because of the other guy. And for that reason, I'll go Dylan. I think Nisaiah Hunter though is very, very important to Nebraska's success.
Very, very true. All right, let's go with big time recruits.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Is there an avenue to where at the end of the year we are higher on Nisaiah Hunter than we are Ja'Cory Barney?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think between Barney and Key and Hunter, it's tough to tell. One of them could have, like I said, that breakout season, and Dylan could benefit from any one of them kind of, finding their footing a little bit better, or, you know, that pairing working out. But I would not be, placing odds on it. I know Key might be your favorite or this and that, but I would not be shocked if any of them lead Nebraska in receiving, maybe a different one with receiving yards, touchdowns. And
now, is that a problem?
No, I think it's good. Spread the ball around. Okay. But also, you know, it's also great if you can have a Trey Palmer or Harrison Jr. that does separate, and you say, okay, well, that guy's great.
Okay, because maybe this is a question we need to ask the text line. I know we have to go on to recruits, but maybe this is a question we can ask the text line. What would you rather have? Would you, because whether it's at the running back position, and you can choose which one you want to answer, running back position, do you want one guy that does it all, that is Nebraska's workhorse, or would you be okay with having a 2-2 running back system, not a committee thing? We also have to mention Isaiah Mosey potentially moving to running back is something that's been talked about this offseason. And then at wide receiver, are you okay with one guy being the main feature? But also, that's gotten Nebraska into some trouble in the last couple of years. So do you want it balanced out?
Well, it's kind of funny, because if you said, like, would you rather have a 1,000-yard receiver, and people would, you know, go crazy, because then you got somebody that broke out, or three guys for sure, you know, hit 650. I think you'd take three guys at 650, because you might not have that one performance breaking out, but that means you have a healthy passing game.
Well, and more than likely, guys stayed healthy.
Yeah,
the injury bug stayed away. That's the more important thing. I think Nebraska's going to be, this is not outlandish take, Nebraska's going to be at their best when all three of those wide receivers are available.
Absolutely.
You're going to get bumps and bruises, but if all three of those can avoid some extended injury, Nebraska's going to be at their best. And then that's going to also give us the opportunity at the end of the year to see, okay, Dylan, this was a year to where you had one year where you came into the system. Now here's one year where the system was built around you. how does it change? What does it look like? Were you able to improve dramatically when it was conformed to you? And that's, I think, after year two, we're able to get a really good idea of what kind of quarterback Dylan Raiola can be.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I did not mean this to take the whole hour, but I still got a few more names to ask you to see if you believe. So far, we've got Emmett Johnson and Riley Van Poppel. Can we add to the list of players that perhaps could have more chance for a breakout season than Dylan Raiola? I've saved three that I think just might do it. So we'll talk about that.
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.